It's time again for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone, along with Tina Pasantino. And because she got two prizes in her Cracker Jacks instead of just one, here she is, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasantino.
Thank you. Okay, so let me just check that I can hear myself. Okay, good. Because we have been having interesting moments with this mic, I'm telling you. It's funny because every single time now I have to check because I promise you, Alan, I am unmuting myself, and sometimes it just all goes haywire. Anyway.
Well, how many times have I told you to get a checklist, unmute mic, say hello, just mark it off as go?
I know. You tell me these things and just goes whoof right over my head. I'm sorry.
I gotta stop talking to you when you're playing Donkey Kong.
That, you know what? See, your fault. True. It's true. And plus I did get two prizes in my Cracker Jacks. Anyway, so I am so excited. I have an amazing show, so that's why I'm just having fun. I'm just cruising right now. So welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you are joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. We have an awesome show for you guys all. So now
Wait, can you do us one favor, Josie?
Yes.
Tomorrow night, when you're live in Taylorville for 4 hours, remember to unmute the mic.
I promise you, my mama manager is going to be right there, so she will make sure I unmute that mic. I promise you, I will. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'll give you more details on that event in a second. So here's what I have planned for tonight's show, though. Tonight I have four amazing guests I have joining me. Tonight I'll get to catch up with singer-songwriter Jason Robertson and Texas Bobby Dean. I will also get to speak with singer-songwriter Flint Thompson. If you haven't heard his voice yet, just wait. You are seriously in a treat because his voice is geniusness. Along with all of my guests tonight, they're just amazing talents that you got to search. And also I'll have singer Rana Lynn tonight, and so it's going to be a great show. You'll get to hear fun chats, some awesome music. As a matter of fact, our show friend Texas Bobby Dean will be sharing two of his new songs that will be on his upcoming album tonight, right here for the first time on the Josie Show. I am super honored that he asked me to be the first one to play his songs. That's awesome. And remember, everyone, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. Also, you can check out our archives or visit our network's tab at our site, josieshow.com, to find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. And what's really cool about our past episodes on our website is it's from, you know, my first interview with Katie Cook when I was 14 all the way to my most recent ones. So it's very cool. I'm going to have those on forever and ever. Also, we have 5 special edition episodes currently. So you can check them out. Go to our website, once again, josieshow.com, all there. And click on the special edition tab. And you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, and Eric Lee Bedingfield, and the Ray Price Tribute Show. And tomorrow, Alan mentioned it a little bit earlier about our Taylorville event coming up, which is tomorrow. So a little bit more deets on that. It's at the Taylorville Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. The event will be from 6 to 10 p.m., and we will cover it right here on The Josie Show. Performers will be Mike Seiler, Rick Seaman, Rudy Bain, and Brad Howard. And admissions will be $10, and food and drinks will also be available for purchase as well. Yum, yum, in the tum. So come out, have a great night with us, and if you are too far away from the event here in Illinois, no worries. JosieShow.com is going to take you through everything, live coverage, so it's all going to be there. So you'll be there with me virtually on the phone. Yay! So now I want to put my first guest here on so I could stop blabbering on and on. So everyone, please welcome my first guest. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. Everyone, please welcome Jason Robertson to the show. Woohoo! I'm so excited. Hello?
Hey, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing amazing. I am so, so excited to get the chance to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, you probably don't have enough time.
I'm so excited. I'm so glad because, you know, the last time we spoke, you know, since the last time we spoke, you got, you know, so many awesome, amazing things happening. For all the new listeners that didn't get to hear the show before that you were on, can you first off tell a little bit about the type of music that you make and when you first got started? Backwards.
If I had to put a label on my music, I would say it was, I don't like saying outlaw country because it just sounds so cliche, but the country with an edge, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to put a label on it. It's hard to put a label on it. It's country music, basically.
Exactly.
And I got started at an early age. I was playing guitar and 5 years old, singing old Hank Williams songs, and it just kind of, you know, it was a passion of mine. It's even more of a passion now than it's ever been. And matter of fact, right now, we're having band practice here at my house because we have a show tomorrow night. So they're down there, they're down here getting ready to fire it up right now. So I'm going to have a – hold on a second there, Josie. Hey, y'all. Say hi to Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hey. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Now I'll go back outside where I can talk to you.
Oh, my gosh.
You've been busy yourself.
I have, but I've been keeping busy. You know how it is. And I've just, you know, I've been busy checking up on what you have been doing. To be honest, I mean, because I've seen a bunch of photos from your recent performance at Boondocks, and which looks like so, so much fun. So can you tell us a little bit about that? I've been meaning to ask you about this.
I can tell you all about that. That was fun. That was just your average, everyday, redneck honky-tonk beer joint is what that was. And there was those hillbillies was getting down, Josie. They was out there just dancing, getting down. And,
love it.
Actually, my security guys actually got to finally throw somebody out of a performance, so they was happy. They had a good time. They finally got tossed somebody out. But it was really neat, and it was – in the middle of nowhere, I mean, literally in the middle of nowhere, and so many people came out to see us, which was humbling, and people went out of their way to go that far. I mean, 30 people had to have gotten lost when they left. 30 people couldn't have made it home, you know, that easily. So,
right.
But that, and we got another show coming up tomorrow night in Cape Girardeau. It's our first show in Cape, so we're excited about that. That's the bigger city venue area here where I live. These other shows have been real local, kind of grassroots type thing. So we're kind of ready to kind of branch out, and see what we can, what kind of noise we can make slowly. We're going to do a show in Kennett in a couple months, which is a couple hours from here. So we're going to keep working. Nobody's going to stop me, Josie.
No, and you shouldn't. You should never stop. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, I love that you're, you know, performing, keeping busy and all that fun stuff. And hopefully you will be, you know, posting pictures along with you on your journey because I have so much fun watching all the excitement that you have. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've got friends and family and close people that are keeping making these little cool books and these little memory things and stuff like that. So we're having fun more than anything. If nothing comes of it, if it's just making music and having fun, it'll be worth it to me. There's nothing like it, Josie. You know that. You're a singer and a performer and whatever. You know, you get to do it finally, and then it's over, and you're like, oh, I want to do it again. You can't wait to do it again.
It's true. So, you still have that rush, even like 10 minutes afterwards.
If I did drugs, it would be music.
Music is the drug. I'm telling you. It's too addicting. That's awesome.
I think I'm
going to
write
awesome.
Mine down and use that in my next song.
Well, there you go. That's awesome. See, you came up with an idea right now. See that, people?
And you always ask me another one of your awesome questions because you do ask the best questions. Give me one. Come on.
All right. So the last time we were on, that you were on, we played your song "I Just Saw Red," right? We played that one, and we have it in rotation on our radio station, Josie's Country Blast Radio. But I also believe I've seen somewhere that you are in the works to make a video for this song, which I am beyond excited about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's actually what I'm. My short term plan is here in the next few months is we're trying to raise money because they're not cheap at all. They're very expensive. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right, you know. So we're trying to raise some money. We got a few ideas. We're going to work on some shows and try to get donations and stuff like that. And we're going to make a video, a CMT quality type video for that song. And I am so excited about it because the vision I have in my head for this song, the videos, it's almost going to be a must-see type video because the story of that song, it basically – you almost don't have to put it in pictures. It pretty much just, you can just see it. So you don't have to show a whole lot in the video for people to understand what's going on in that particular song. And I'm curious to see what kind of reaction I get to it. You know, some negative, some positive, because it is pretty, you know, it's been controversial, I guess you could say. The tone, you know, which is why I'm thankful and so happy and honored that you play that song. Because there's a lot of people that won't, Josie, because people don't want to hear the truth. You know, people like to put their blinders on. They don't want to be reminded of what the world's really like. And as sad as it is, those kind of things really do happen. So,
right.
You know, I don't know. I can't wait to make this video, put it that way.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad that I get to play it because it's a great song, and I could just imagine what the music video is going to be. It's going to be brilliant, and you got to send it to us or let us know where it is so we can watch it over and over again, put it on repeat, and then send it to everyone else, okay?
You know it. You know it. Yeah, I guarantee it. Promise.
Good. So, guys, keep a lookout for that because I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be posting a music video pretty soon. From Jason Robertson, so keep a lookout. Also, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, this song and all the other music that you have out right now, where people can find it, check it out, listen to it, and have fun?
Yes, the album I just finished is the title I just saw read. It's been out, I guess, a couple months now, and you can find it on CD Baby. I'm working on getting it on iTunes. I know last time I talked to you, I told you I was working on it too. You're like, this guy's a procrastinator. But no, I'm getting it. I'm gonna get it on iTunes here shortly, and but right now you can find it at CD Baby Jason Robertson. I just saw Red. It's on Amazon, I believe. You can find it there. But it was my first album, and it's basically all my songs that I wrote. So it was an opportunity that I had to make an album, and I jumped all over it. And I'm glad I did because I'm very proud of it. And if I make more albums to come, if I'm lucky enough. I don't know if I'll ever top this particular album because it's my first. It's my good stuff. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So I got my work cut out for me going forward. If I'm going to beat that album, that's how
that
proud of
good.
It I am. And when people listen to it, they like it. You know, it's just getting people to listen. That's
right.
All it is. And that's the part. That's why I'm grateful and thankful for people like you, Josie, because people that wouldn't normally get to hear my stuff are hearing it.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to make sure that everybody checks out your music, and it's pretty easy. It's really easy. I mean, the iTunes and Amazon, I mean, it's so easy. You don't have to leave the house. You can just get whatever songs that you want. I mean, you could be choosy if you want.
I don't want to cut you off, or I don't want to interfere with your interview, but I also do want to congratulate you personally for your success you've had here with your new radio station. I've kind of got a little bit on Facebook, but I'll take this opportunity to congratulate you, and that is a big deal, and I'm proud of you. That's really cool. I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been going really great, and it's kind of like a dream come true for me because, you know, I mean, of course I have this radio station where I get to talk to people, but it's kind of fun to actually be able to play, you know, the songs that you love.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like my personal playlist, to be honest. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, and you deserve it too. You're really good at what you do, and you know this is just the beginning. I have a feeling so. Keep on doing what you're doing, and take me along for the ride with you while you're at it.
You got it. I mean, seriously, I told you, you're a friend for life. I mean, you're on the show once, twice, three times. I don't even care. You'll be on forever, and we're gonna keep up with you. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly what you mean. Glad to hear it. That makes me feel good.
Good. And what makes me feel amazing is listening.
Help me sell some of these albums.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I said, help me sell some of these albums.
You got it. I'll spread it all over the place. I'm telling you, I'm here. I'm here
okay.
for you. I got
it. Good. Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no problem, no problem. I was just going to get to your first song that you sent us. Thank you so much, by the way. Your song, Where I'd Rather Be. And I believe we actually have a couple songs that we're going to play of yours tonight. And I believe they're both on your CD.
Yeah, yes, yes, that's correct.
Yes, yes, awesome. So let's start playing them. Let's play your first one, Where I'd Rather Be, and we'll be right back because I have more questions for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Here we go, Where I'd Rather Be by Jason Ross.
Well, I'm heading south to Alabama once again, down Highway 45. Construction job that just won't seem to end is calling me down one last time. The singers on the radio sound as if they know just how I feel. Songs of missing someone, lonely roads, loving hearts too broke to heal. You crossed my mind 13 times from your arms to Jackson, Tennessee. Baby, there's a real fine line between where I am and where I'd rather be. This for our future living hell, girl, I pray will be the past someday. You know I do. I'll drink a six-pack in some cheap motel, wishing it was yesterday. Dismissing you is killing me. Can't get used to leaving you behind. The town to town rambling man I used to be has disappeared with time. Crossed my mind a thousand times from your arms to Jackson, Mississippi. From your eyes of this payphone in Locksley, baby, there's a real fine line between where I am and where I'd rather be. Again, down Highway 45.
And that was Where I'd Rather Be by Jason Robertson. And here he is. We have him talking with us right now. So now I want to get you more likes on this page. You have a music page on Facebook under Jason Robertson Unleashed. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about the Unleashed part? What's that about?
Yeah. You know, actually, the honest truth, the guy that created that page for me tried to do it, just Jason Robertson, and there's like so many Jason Robertsons apparently that sing or do whatever. So he added the Unleashed, and he told me about it, and I said, Unleashed? And so we just kind of stuck with it, and I guess it's all right. At first, I was like, it sounds kind of, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say the word I thought it sounded like, but.
Mysterious. I don't know.
My friend Jesse right here just said it's appropriate for me. So.
Yeah, yes, I like it. It sounds great. I mean, when you hear it, you know Jason Robertson. I mean, you just know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love it.
But, yeah, I'm having fun with the page. I got some friends that help me with it, and they post pictures and, you know, do all kinds of neat stuff, ask questions and get interaction with people and expose, you know, people that would normally have heard my stuff or my music before. They'll get to listen to it, you know. And it's, you know, it's not just music. You know, it's just basically me getting to be myself, my personality, and, you know, let people know me for what I am. I'm just like you, Josie. Exactly.
Right. Yes. I love it, yes. And we want you to get more likes and more people on that page. I mean, you have so many great, great people on there already, and I know they're just wanting more people to talk to, you know, so they can
more and more.
Start
and they're always trying to figure out new ways to, you know, interact with people and stuff like that. And this crew that I have with me, I have such a loyal group of people that are with me. They go to the shows with me, and I got people that do security and, you know, sell shirts and work the door. And, I mean, there's no money in it right now for us. I mean, we're just having fun trying to get our name out there. And to see the dedication of some of these people, it just blows you away, Josie, the people that just reach out to help and, you know, don't expect anything in return, just having a blast doing it along the way. It's very humbling, and you have to have it. I mean, if you're going to succeed, you have to have people like that around you. It's just too much to do on your own. It just is. Especially full-time job. You know, I'm gone 28 days at a time, and, you know, I'm home with my family. You know, it's tough to juggle. So every little bit of help, you know, is it helps. And I just want to let everybody know how thankful I am for them.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's so cool because, you know, you have – you know, security and all that stuff. And, you know, they do it because they, you know, they love you and they want to, you know, help you out and stuff. And, you know, nothing better than having people around you that, you know, really,
plus,
you know, just have fun with
Josie,
you.
Plus, Josie, they work for free. The best part is they work for free.
There you go, see? And they help. I mean, it's good, you know? Nothing bad. Nothing bad about
it. And
they have
fun doing it. I mean, you know, it's. This little ride we're going on, it's fun. It's all it is. I mean, if it isn't anything more than that, it's just fun. And
exactly.
We're going to live it up while we're doing it. You know, not everybody gets to play in a 5-piece band, 6-piece band, and go play in clubs. And, you know, you enjoy it while you're doing it because it could be gone. It could be the next day, tomorrow, it could be done. So every show, I'm going to play every show like it's my last. And that's
exactly.
The way I live.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, they're having fun, too. I mean, they got to kick somebody out. I mean, they're having fun, too.
Oh, you should see him. He had his eyes on that old boy all night long. I kept seeing his eyes. I kept saying, hey, you know, he's just drunk. You know, he had his eyes all night. And apparently, while I was in my third set, singing in my third set, the guy tried to steal a couple of my T-shirts off the table. He snatched up a couple of T-shirts, put them under his arm, and took off. And my buddy Leo had him in a headlock, drug him across the bar. I was watching it on the stage. He got to throw him out by the seat of his pants, just like in the movies, throw him out the front door.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You know that I usually have a question. This would be perfect for that question. You know, I have a question that I just love where I ask, you know, my guests, you know, have you ever been on stage and seen something, you know, that you kind of just, you know, you want to not forget the words, you don't want to mess up or anything, but you can't help but just watch and just laugh? One of those moments.
I mean, that question before, and I've never had anything really interesting to tell you. I think I told you one time before that somebody got up after I played I Just Saw Red. I saw them just all of a sudden people started packing up their things and leaving. After like songs, I was like, well, where are you going? I still got more stuff. But
exactly.
That's about as interesting as it had been until I got to see that. And this place is called the Boondocks, Josie, and it is in the Boondocks. As soon as I walked in, I said, man, y'all named this place perfectly.
That is hilarious.
And them hillbillies, they hadn't had a show out like that out there. It was the kind of show where those people out there in that part of the country, they don't see shows like that. They don't get to go to shows like that. So it was a really big deal to the local area. And they showed me their appreciation. They was pulling me off to the side and thanking me for the community. And, you know, I was like, community? What community? There's no houses. Really neat because, you know, I might not ever play a show like that again. You know, that's the kind of show you have to play. You have to have that redneck honky-tonk, you know, like you see with the cages up, the screens and all that stuff. It wasn't that bad. But, you know, and it was mellow other than that one guy getting thrown out. Everybody had a good time. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the next one, put it that way.
Yeah. I don't blame you. It sounds like that was, like, the most fun ever. And for, you know, people that want to know, you know, where you're performing next or where you're, you know, heading to, what you're doing, do you, can you give us all your, you know, main, website so people can, you know, just check up and see what's going on with you next?
You were talking earlier about Jason Robertson Unleashed. For people that are on Facebook, you can find me on Jason Robertson Unleashed. And when you spell Robertson, it's R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N, because some people say Robertson with a T and Robinson and stuff like that. It's hard for people to find me because they don't get the name right. But I'm on Jason Robertson Unleashed. I have a Reverb Nation page that my friend fired up about a month ago, and she's just doing a great job with it, and we're getting a lot of hits on it. And all my music is on my Reverb Nation page for people to check. And then also I'm on YouTube. I have all my stuff on YouTube. You know that. I load as much as I can up on YouTube. I have fun with that aspect of the performing and the music and stuff. And I'm on Twitter at JRobOfficial. I still haven't figured out my Twitter yet too well, Josie. I can't do it. I got like 40 followers, Josie.
Oh, no.
Can't get no more. And every now and then I try to tell people, follow me at Twitter, you know, and I'm like, I don't know how to. Nobody wants to follow me. So I'm just going to go into Facebook. I can't get into the Twitter thing. It's not been very good to me.
We're gonna have to change that. I'm gonna have to help you out. You just said the magic words.
My girlfriend Jeff that talked me into doing Twitter, and I did it. And I can't get nobody to follow me. Nobody cares on Twitter.
Follow Twitter people. And I'll post it too. I'll post all of your links after the show. Also, really quickly, I want to mention, you had a big celebration recently. I've seen some pictures, including one of you holding a very, very nice plaque, by the way. Can you tell us a little bit about this plaque that you were holding and, you know, about the celebration?
Yeah, that's another excellent question. See, there you go again.
Thank you. Magic.
That was my actual CD release party. That was my big shindig that I've been promoting and looking forward to ever since I started working on the album. And we had a massive turnout. It was the biggest crowd that place has ever had. So that was very gratifying because they didn't expect us to have any crowd there because nobody knew who we was. We had a massive turnout, and the plaque was a plaque from the Disc Makers, the place that made the album, and it was just a... You know, congratulations on the recording of, you know, you probably have one similar to that, something like that, I'm sure. And if you don't, you will soon. And it was my producer. The two producers of the album were there to greet. Those were the guys standing behind me that handed me the plaque and presented me. And it was really cool because I kind of like look up to these guys. These are like my mentors, and, you know, they were there to honor me. And, you know, it was a neat experience. I'll never have an experience like that ever again. You know, that's only a one-time deal where you get to have a CD release party, and it's all about, you know, your album and, you know, all that stuff. And all eyes are on you because that was the first real big show I've had. You know, I'm just now getting started, Josie. I mean, I've only had a few shows. And me and my band, my boys, we're getting more and more chemistry together. We're getting better. We feel good about it going forward. And that's why each show is so fun and important, because we're still in the early stages of it. And we're having a good time on this ride.
Oh, that's awesome. That's all that matters. And I, for people that, you know, haven't seen the, you know, pictures and all that fun stuff, Jason, you were kind enough to send some photos our way, so you can go to our photo gallery, I said that weird, right here at josieshow.com and click on Jason Robertson's name, and you can see some photos from that great night as well. I'm glad I was able to post them on the website. So you guys could all just check them out right there. Easy peasy.
Exactly. Thank you so much for all your help. Like I said, right now we're right in the middle of band practice. My boys are in here practicing, getting fired up. I'm gonna be here.
That's awesome. I hear a little bit of it. That's so cool. while they are warming up and all that fun stuff, and you know, getting ready for the performance. Really quick, I want to play your next song here so we can rock out a little bit too, you know. So let's play your song, You Walk Away, and we'll be right back, okay? So
excited. All right. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, let's put it on right now, You Walk Away. We'll be right back with Jason Robertson.
Said she's leaving with a smile. Lord knows it's been a while since she's been out on her own. I didn't beg, I never cried. All she left me was
Anytime. I love
you like that song?
I do. Your voice sounds amazing in it. Oh my gosh. And the song is so well written too.
My friend I was telling you about earlier, Jesse, that's her doing the background vocals on the song. It's just really just kind of just sells that song, the harmonies on that song. I love the her harmonies.
Absolutely.
I want to just say hello to Jesse. She's sitting right here, matter of fact, she's sitting over there getting ready to practice.
Hello, Jesse. That's awesome. That's amazing. And you know what? We are actually running out of time, but I have a last question here for you before we go, because I do not want to leave this out. Okay, so I've seen the coolest thing, people. Okay, so you have some really cool T-shirts out where everyone can, you know, check them out. I also think I've seen some pink ones. Just saying. So I'm going to have to get that. And so where can everyone go to check these cool T-shirts out so they can rock a Jason Robertson T-shirt? Where can we go?
Okay. You're going to find that also probably on the Unleashed page, most likely. Right now I've got everything basically through Facebook, trying to figure out how to get out there a little more than that. But Facebook's my main source of networking and whatever. And I have all my stuff for sale. And eventually I'm going to have it on my Reverb Nation page also. So we'll start making it more accessible. And matter of fact, as I start becoming more accessible, I will keep you included on knowing where I got things going on and stuff, because I know you'd be interested in that kind of thing.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yes, please. That's awesome. Thank you so, so much. I had so much fun talking with you again. And please, please, whenever you have anything else that you know, have coming out or any new stuff, please let us know, and I would love to have you back on anytime.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Oh, me too. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay. Bye, Josie.
Bye. Make some noise. Awesome. He's awesome. That was Jason Robertson. I'm glad I got to catch up with him. He's always so much fun to talk to. Now I have my next guest here. Don't want to keep him waiting anymore because I just, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Here we go, everyone. Please welcome Flint Thompson to the show. Woo.
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be on the show twice.
You know what? You just said the magic words, because you know we would love to have you on twice. Just saying.
Well, that'll work out for both of us.
Good. I think you are incredible. First off, I have to say up front, the first time I heard your voice, I was completely blown away. Like, I mean, I played it for my producer, I played it for, you know, just everybody, and everybody just loved your voice. You are incredible. Had to start off there.
Well, awesome. That's a great place to start then.
Yes, I thought it would be a good place. And I really quick want to start at the beginning, because I thought your story was really, really cool how you started. You have a very unique story. You know, you were I want to mention you were discovered singing. You know, discovering singing was for you at a kids' camp. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I understand your first song you sang at camp was actually a rap song. How did that come to be? That's awesome.
That's a long story right there. I was actually about 13 years old, and I'd had a little radio experience. I did a kids' program when I was about 9 years old, but never thought I'd be singing. And the kids camp that we were going to actually asked me if I could do anything, any special gifts or anything. And I was starting to listen to rap music, and I said, "Well, let me try a little rap." And I'm so country. I mean, I come so far back in the country, the girls don't shave their legs; they bush hog them. So.
You are funny.
Mm-hmm. So I decided to try to do a rap song at the kids camp, and everybody loved it. And they said, and then I got into country about the same time as I did that, and I decided to do a country song as well. And everybody heard me do country music, and they were like, "Man, you ought to do something with your gift." And I said, I thought they were all just trying to pull my leg, and I didn't think they really liked me. I just thought they was trying to coat me over on it. But I started getting bookings from some of the people at the kids camp, some of the parents and stuff like that. And the first year after I did that, I got over 100 bookings in 1 year from that kids camp. It was pretty unbelievable. And started loving country music, and actually, I started a radio program about the same age that you did.
Mm-hmm.
I was 14 years old and started doing my own radio program and started playing country music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it kind of snowballed from there. And here I am today, almost 20 years later, singing
so
country
cool.
music on your radio program.
Yes. I think that is so funny how that is, how things work out.
It's a pretty wild ride.
It is. Oh, that's awesome. That is so, so cool. And, you know, as you you know, just as you started, you know, getting booked for just tons of, you know, different events and all that fun stuff, you know, the parents wanted you to perform at, you know, just different type of things. Is that when you really were like, maybe they're serious. Maybe I can, you know, really get into this and, you know, do this, you know, as a career, you know?
Well, I think, I was 14 at the time, and that's when we got, that first year we got 100 bookings. And we started traveling. You know, I was within Texas, Louisiana, a lot in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, you know, kind of realized at the time that, you know, I was starting to take off as a young person and stuff like that. And we were starting to get a lot of bookings and traveling a lot. And she kind of prayed a little bit to see where she needed to take me, you know, as far as education and stuff like that. And I started homeschooling when I was at 14 years old, and at 16, I actually graduated. I completed 4 years in 2 years, and so I could travel full time. And it was kind of a whirlwind. It was pretty unbelievable. And we started traveling a lot, and we were going back and forth to Nashville and different places, and just getting a lot of feedback, and it kind of all spurred from there.
That is so cool. I think that is such a cool story. I mean, something that started, you know, just as a fun little thing that you did at a kids camp turned into that. I think that's really, really cool. And also, I was wondering, you know, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up and would say, you know, just influenced you into making music and who you are today? Who'd you say?
Actually, that's kind of a cool question too. We just finished up a new album in October of this last year, and we've got the title cut is called "That Does It," and a guy named Jason Sellers wrote it. Which I don't guess you've ever heard of Jason Aldean or anybody like that, but
yes,
yeah, he's just a fly-by-night guy, but. He's got a song with Kelly Clarkson called "Do You Want to Stay a Little While?" Jason wrote the song for that, and Jason Sellers is just probably one of my idols, you know, since I started music. And we were able to cut a couple of his songs on this last album, but he's wrote for Jason Aldean. He got a couple of cuts on Britney Spears' last album. I'm trying to think. Rascal Flatts has cut a couple of his songs. He's a phenomenal songwriter, but he's a great vocal. Probably one of the greatest vocals that I've ever heard in country music. Even though he's not out on the radio right now, he's just phenomenal. A phenomenal singer and writer. But if y'all need to Google him, because y'all will love him.
Google is our friend. We're gonna Google. I love it. perfect.
But he's just unbelievable as far as a writer and stuff. And we got to cut a couple of his songs on this last album. And that's actually the cut that we named the album after, was "That Does It." And I think we'll play it tonight. I think you've got a copy of it. So.
Yes, I do. And I'm so excited you sent it to us, because I'm so excited to get to hear it and play it for everybody. You know, speaking of your music, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out right now, you know, and where everyone can purchase it, listen to it, all that fun stuff?
Awesome. A friend of mine from Louisiana wrote and co-wrote a bunch of music. His name is Ken Holloway, and we cut our first album from him. A lot of the music was he wrote and produced and stuff like that himself, and we cut it. And then the second album, a friend of mine in Arkansas actually helped produce it with me, and his name's Doug DeForest, and it turned out awesome as well. But two albums are kind of different, you know, in the style of them. We kind of changed it around a little bit and wanted to do something a little bit different, but
right.
We hope everybody likes them the same, and you're able to get them on FlynnThompson.com, iTunes has them, Reverb Nation has some samples of them, gosh, We've got on CD Baby, I believe. And just anywhere you can download music, they're pretty much there. So
perfect.
You can sample some of the songs. You can purchase them. You can go to flintthompson.com. Send me a message. Let me know you like it. Let me know you don't like it to keep my day job. Or
they're all going to love it. I already know. awesome. Yeah, you're on all those digital download sites. I mean, just, you know, type in Flint Thompson and you guys will find them right away. Trust me. I've done it before already. So just do it. So now I really want to, you know, get to your songs because you have an amazing voice and I want everyone to just listen to it right now. So let's all take a moment. Let's listen to your song, Angel Just For Me, and we'll be right back, okay?
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Here we go. Let's play it. Angel Just For Me by Flint Thompson, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment.
Lord, I just fell off the bottom again. Heartache caught me, and it looked like the end. I'm too ashamed to ask you to come down. If you don't mind, could you look around? Somewhere in heaven, I know there must be an angel just for me. Maybe you got one a lot like me, messes up occasionally. One you have to keep out on a leash. Well, turn him loose and send him down to me. Well, I'm in trouble, but I do believe you got an angel just for me. Monday morning, man, I just got fired. My performance was less than required. Well, I was just about to give it all up, and I remembered your stubborn love. Lord, if you're sitting, don't you dare get up. Send me an angel from above. Maybe you got one a lot like me, messes up occasionally. One you have to keep out on a leash. Well, turn him loose and send him down to me. Well, I'm in trouble, but I do. Got an angel just for me. Maybe you got one a lot like me. Messes up occasionally. Won't you have to keep out on a leash? Turn him loose and send him down to me. Well, I'm in trouble, but I do believe you've got an angel just for me. Well, I'm in trouble, but I do believe you've got an angel just for me.
Was Angel Just For Me by Flint Thompson. And also, Flint, can you please let us know, you know, any websites or social networking sites that you might be on, any links that you would love to get out there and people could just follow you and chat with you?
Awesome. It's flintthompson.com. You can always send me a message on there. And then, of course, we've got Facebook. Go to Flint Thompson Music, you know, facebook.com/ Flint Thompson Music. We're there. We've got a Twitter account. We use the Facebook account a little more than we do the Twitter account. So you can send us any message on there. But we're excited. We're excited to be on the show tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you, and I'm excited to promote pretty much the heck out of you and get you out there and get you, you know, even more people, you know, to, you know, love you. it won't be hard for you because you are an amazing, amazing artist. I think you are incredible.
Thank you. Awesome.
I really do think so. And
if you were here, I'd give you $20 real quick.
Well, thank you. Send it through mail. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
I'll PayPal you.
There you go. There you go. You are a funny, funny guy. I mean, you are a hoot. So everyone, please chat with him. You know, on all of his pages, you'll just love him. And also, can you share with us your story about getting your song played on radio for the very first time? I love this story. I've seen this, I believe, in your bio, and I love it.
Oh, wow. it was kind of crazy. You know, I'd heard a song called My Time With You, and I don't think I sent it to you to play on your program, but it's kind of how I got started. Our local radio station here. I was probably 15, I guess, before I went in there, and I'd recorded it, and I took it to the program manager at our local radio station here, which is about 100,000 watt radio station. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was in touch with a little bit of how radio worked. You know, you had programmers and stuff like that, and I kind of knew what to do, what not to do. And I went and met with him one day, and I let him listen to a song called My Time With You, which you can get on iTunes if you want to check it out or get a sample of it. But I went in one day, and I asked him if he had a minute to listen to a song. Of course, I was 15 years old, and I didn't figure he'd pay any attention to me. And he just happened to look at me and say, you know what, I do have a little bit of time. Let's go in here and listen to it. And he listened to it one time, and you know, he kind of had a straight face. And then the second time he listened to it, he said, let me listen to it one more time. And he listened to it the third time. And he said, I'll tell you what, if you don't take it anywhere else, he said, I'll play it as much as you want to. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And he was like, I'm serious. He said, I'll play it, you know, as much as I can. And he started playing it. And I mean, I talked to him the other day, and he said it was the biggest song that the radio station had ever had in this area. He said for 8 months, he got anywhere from, I think, 150 to 300 requests for it a day for people to listen. And he said that was more than Reba, Garth, you know, anybody that was getting requests in the station at the time. And man, it kind of took off, and people started listening to it, and started requesting us to play at different places, and but it just kind of exploded, and I wasn't prepared for it. You know, at 15 years old, you know, I was just like, well, you know, he'll play it one time and throw it in the trash, but it took off, and I guess it kind of exploded my career. You know, we started playing at a ton of different places, and other radio stations started picking it up, and, you know, here we are today.
That is awesome. I think that is such a cool story. I mean, you just going in there kind of, you know, taking a chance. And, you know, I think it's really funny and really a cool thing where he said, you know, let's play it again. And you're like, what? You know, I think that is so, so, so cool.
I was ready for him to crush me, you know, because, I mean, anybody that's worked in radio, which I've had some radio time myself, having my own radio program for just like you do, you know, for about 2 to 3 years, I had the Flint Thompson program, and I'd get so many CDs and stuff of people trying to get started and stuff like that from a local radio station here where my hometown is, and for him to take time and actually give it a sample on the radio, and you know, for an FM station for 100,000 watts, that's as big a radio station as they have.
Yeah.
And started playing it, and we started getting bites from it. And of course, I didn't have anything. I didn't have nothing to sell. I didn't have CDs. I didn't have T-shirts. I didn't have anything. He said, if I could have burned CDs off my computer, he said, I'd be retired right now. But
oh my God!
You know, if I'd have just knew, but I didn't have any idea. You know, I didn't know anything about singing and producing,
right?
You know, music or anything like that, and it just kind of downspiraled from there, and you know, that's how I got started.
Wow, I think that is just amazing story. I'm glad that I got to bring it up, because I know people are gonna be like, wow. I wish that would happen for me. But you just got to be, you know, determined. I mean, that's all you got to do. And you pretty much show that. And you have done amazing, amazing things. I mean, you've opened up for, you know, such people as Leanne Rimes and Joe Diffie. I mean, whew, come on. That's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about those experiences?
Oh, my gosh. such amazing people. You know, I've got to give it to God. You know, it wasn't anything that I did because I was so young when I got started that I didn't have a game plan. You know, my mom, mm-hmm. she didn't sing or anything like that. She just knew that I had a talent. And after we released it on the radio, we started getting calls all over. We ended up opening for Leanne Rimes, Joe Diffie, Jeff Carson, Doug Stone, Clay Walker, just various artists. And it's pretty unbelievable. I just gonna be honest with you. I wasn't prepared for the amount of exposure that was thrown on me. And you know, I always tried to stay humble because there's a million great singers out there. If you're a singer out there listening to this right now, don't give up because I mean your exposure may be the next day, and there's no certain formula to getting discovered, you know, that anybody can give you, because everybody gets discovered a different way. You know, nobody gets discovered the same way, but always strive to get good music out there. That's the key to it, is find good songs, whether you write them, somebody else writes them, always find good songs. It would be my suggestion to people. And I think that's what I've always looked for, is whether I wrote it or somebody else wrote it, that always look for good songs. And the Lord has blessed me. Always stay humble and always pray and seek the Lord
mm-hmm.
for what you're doing.
Absolutely. And you're doing amazing, amazing things. You're keeping busy. You're having fun on the way, and you're doing just all sorts of amazing things. And keep it up, because I want to, you know, one of these days, I got to see you perform live. I mean, that's on my bucket list. I mean, I got to see, you know, you in action. You know what I mean? I think
we'll
it's awesome.
To Texas. We're
you know what? I am planning on it, and I have to see you perform.
Well, head on down here to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna perform for my son here in just a little bit, because I took Ooh. Off actually for about a year. You know, I gave up singing. You know, I was still recording stuff, and I just was praying about it and felt like mm-hmm. that I was supposed to take a year off, because mm-hmm. my son, he's about 2 years old now.
Aww.
His name's Haven, and you know, I wanted to spend enough time with him and enjoy him. But now we're starting to crank back up and get back into music and stuff. And he loves music. He's got his own guitars. And
oh, that's how it
like
starts.
A plant. He's like
that's
a little
awesome.
Plant made over.
That's how it starts. I tell you, that's how it starts. And, you know, I mean, I love to ask, you know, this of, you know, my guests, you know, who have kids and also are, you know, kind of juggling and doing, you know, their work and taking care of their kids at the same time. Would you ever, you know, want you know, your kids to, you know, kind of, you know, get into what you're doing as well, you know, maybe sing with you one of these days? I don't know, be a musician, artist, songwriter. Would you like that?
Oh, I'd love it. He's actually right here. He wants to talk to you, Josie. Hold on just a
second. Oh, yes.
Say hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Adorable.
Say, I love country music.
I like country music.
Then you are on the right show.
Say, I'm ready to come see you.
Like I see ya.
Okay, he is the cutest thing ever. Oh my God!
You'd love to meet him. He is he's something else. He grabs his guitar in the living room, boy, and he starts putting on a show.
Oh gosh! You know what? You pretty soon you're going to be on my show. Just saying.
Well, we're ready.
One of these days.
Guitar, he's ready to travel.
Let's do it. Let's do it. One of these days, I'm telling you, he's going to be on my show, and he is going to be a big, big star. That's awesome.
He'll talk to you anytime, whether it's at 3 a.m. or 6 a.m. in the morning. He's ready to talk.
He's ready. See, that's you know what? That's how stars are made. I mean, he's ready. He's prepared. You know, he's got it.
He's definitely me bundled up. If you ever get bored, have a kid. I mean, he'll take up your spare time.
Aw, that's so cute. That is so, so cute. Well, you know what? I think you and your son are both amazing. And we're actually running out of time here, but we have to have both of you back. and that would be amazing to have both of you guys back. And we're going to play one last song of yours, and then we have to let you go. But thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us. And please, come back again, please.
We'll definitely do it. Thank you for having us on there.
Oh, my pleasure. I can't wait to talk to both of you guys again, okay?
We'll definitely do that.
All right. Adorable. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Adorable. So let's play your last song here, That Does It by Flynn Thompson, and we will be right back. Here we go.
That does it. I'm not looking anymore. That does it. I've tried a thousand times before, but love for me just never quite worked out until now. That does it. The way you heal me with your eyes.
Amazing. I love
awesome.
The song.
Thanks for letting me come on your show.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Such great songs, and thank you so much for sending those our way.
Well, anytime. We look forward to the next time where you can come down to Texas and we can
mm-hmm.
show you what's up.
You got it. You're going to have to show me around because I've never been to Texas, and I really, I want to see everything, okay?
Hey, we're holding you to it.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much, Flynn Thompson, everyone. Chat with you soon, okay?
Awesome. Have a great weekend.
You too.
I'm going here making popcorn. We're going to watch movies. Sing a few tunes.
Do it.
I'm going to write a song called Josie the Mosey, okay?
I like it. Yes, please.
Sounds like a hit. I'm just going to write it right now.
It does. It sounds good. Please have your son write a few chords, too, because that would be amazing.
He's already wrote
them.
I'm
going
to go in there and add some to it. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you so much. Flint Thompson, everyone.
See you later.
See you later. Oh, he's awesome. Awesome. I had so much fun talking with him. So I got to talk to just Jason Roberson. I got to talk to Flynn Thompson. And now we are not done because I'm so, so excited. I get to talk to my next friend here. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Texas Bobby Dean to the show. Yeah.
Hi, Josie. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
We're getting ready. Well, we just started, and my band's covering for me while I'm talking to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really strange. We had a date jump on, but you can hear them that they're playing. We just had a date jump up on us tonight, and so we made it happen, and we got here and got set up, and they just kicked off first song.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Wow, I'm honored that you stopped by to chat with us.
Yeah, my God, I wasn't going to miss this for the world. I mean, if they can handle it.
They can handle it. They can do it.
They can handle it. How are you today?
I love. I am so, so thrilled because, you know, I got to talk to you before and we had an amazing, amazing interview. And, you know, so for, you know, the new listeners that maybe didn't get to hear you the last time that you were on, I kind of want to go, you know, a little bit backwards here. Can you please tell everyone a little bit about yourself, the kind of music you make, when you got started, all that fun stuff?
Well, I don't remember enough about myself because I don't pay enough attention to it. I just keep trying to go, but... We do traditional Texas honky tonk music. I've been writing, going on, I guess, 18 years. Had the pleasure of writing with some really great ones before they passed on, Mr. Hank Cochran and Mr. Mel Tillis. And you caught me kind of stammered because I don't remember my bio. And, But I love the music, and Texas is a great place for it. And I think there's a lot of people out there that love the traditional stuff that used to be the top 40 and just don't want to see it die. And I love to write it and love to play it.
Amen. That pretty much sums it up about you. I mean, you are an amazing, amazing artist that we're lucky enough to play two new songs that I'm so honored that you sent to us. These are, you know, we're playing these, I think, the first time ever on radio, right?
Yeah. One of them people have heard before, but it's a brand new version of a song that Johnny Bush had written and did the first time called "The Green Snakes." The other song is called "One Forever Lie," that a good friend of mine in Branson that played with him here in Texas before he went to Branson, Missouri, came to me when I was there for about 2 weeks, and he said, "I've got this great idea." So we sat down and we wrote that thing, and I sent it to a man by the name of Dole Grisham, who used to be an engineer in Nashville. He now plays steel. He's played on all of Randy Travis's stuff and plays with Jimmy Buffett now. But he's producing and engineering the record and did a great job on both of those cuts. And I'm excited about this CD that'll be out. We were wanting to get it out by this month, but it's going to be June, and we'll have the record out, and it'll be for sale. And it is just, I'm really proud of what the sound we're getting.
Oh, that is awesome. You have to let us know when it comes out. I mean, it probably will be on, you know, all those, online kind of, sites for people who can't, you know, go where you are, you know what I mean? And so they'll probably be all online, right, that you can buy
We'll have it available a good friend of mine that has been in the music business for a lot of years has helped me put together a website. He's kind of coaching me through it and doing a lot, Mr. Sonny Foster, and he's an awesome guy and is just a huge help to me getting me straightened out because I need all the help I can get. You can ask my wife.
That is funny. Oh, my God.
It's the truth. That Those is lying about it, right?
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. Yeah.
You've had a killer little thing just happen to you, too, I understand. You just won you up. You just got your song up pretty high up on a nice little chart, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I was number one on the FCNR charts.
Tell me about that song. What's the name of that song, and you wrote it, or?
Yes, it was my debut single, Teenage Girl. I wrote it with Hall of Fame writer Malia McKinney, and I hope everybody likes it. I think everybody likes it if it was number one. Hopefully.
Well, I listened to it and I loved it, and I'm really proud of you, Josie. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. So, you know what? That just means the world to me. I mean, coming from someone who, you know, I look up to and, you know, that's an amazing, you know, songwriter and singer, you know, all in your own right. I mean, it's unbelievable that you would think that. That's awesome.
Well, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. And thank you for having me on tonight. I'm really thrilled about it. And it's always a pleasure. I think it's my third time to get to be on your show, and it's wonderful every time.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you like it. I'm so glad. I feel like having fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you do a great job at it, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And one of the best, you know, parts of my job is getting to talk to great people, and I get to listen to amazing, amazing music, which I am ready for right now. Is that a good segue? Probably. Maybe. I'm so excited. I want to play your song, One for Every Lie. We have it here. But first, can you please tell us a little bit about this song and your inspiration behind this song?
Well, it was a deal where he came to me and he said, you know, there's situations in life where people that have loved each other for a long time. And, you know, all of a sudden it's just like something happens and there's a trigger and somebody's hurting and crying without the other one knowing it. And all of a sudden, one day, they're gone. And he finds that there's a whole lot of tears on that pillow that he's laying on now that she left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the gist of the song. And we had a good time writing it. And I think two grown men sitting on that couch. I think we cried a few times when we'd spit out a line or something and go, ooh, yeah, write that down.
I love how it just comes to you like that. it's very well written. It really is.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I hope people like it and I'm excited about it, and I hope the majority of the people feel the same way.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt it. And I know that people are just going to be, you know, in the chat room just floored when they hear it. So let's just play it right now, One for Every Lie, and we'll be right back. Texas Bobby Dean.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Here we go. Hit it.
I took her side of the bed. I made her pillow my own. That's all I have left of her since she left me for him. When I lay my head on her pillow, I'm faced with all my lies, tear stains on her pillow. The blues on her pillow, where I lay my head each night, on that lonely side of the bed where she used to cry. never was a man. She needed me to be. She was all my heart ever wanted. I didn't I treat her that way. I told her every day that I loved her. Yes, he did what I could only say. The proof is on her pillow. Without proof, words don't mean. On her pillow, where I lay my head each night, on that lonely side of the bed where she used to cry. I'll count all her teardrops on her pillow again tonight. Tear stains on her pillow, one every lie. So many teardrop stains on her pillow, one for every lie.
And that was One for Every Lie by Texas Bobby Dean, and like I said before we played it, it's so well written.
The friend of mine that I wrote that with, his name's Mr. Ronnie Nugent, and if they're ever in Branson, Missouri, and get to see him, be sure to sing. Great musician, great writer, just love him to death.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. And, you already mentioned where, you know, listeners can go to purchase all of your music and, you know, your new CD when it's ready. You have to let us know, when that comes out, of course.
Okay.
But do you have any other, websites or social networking sites where
can keep
I do. Mm-hmm.
The one Sonny's helping me with is TexasBobbyDean.com. And then there's one that I've got right now presently. That one's under construction, but the bio's there and there's pictures there. They can go to my one I've had, which is BobbyDean.webs.com. And they can see videos and such like that until we get it all switched over.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm very, excited about, the whole thing, because you, the website is amazing, so everyone just, check it out, and it's very easy, it's your name.
Yeah, it's really easier than another one.
Yeah, it's not bad, trust me. I'll post the links on the page, on our page and all that fun stuff, so you'll be able to get to it right away. Don't worry. easy. So do you have any upcoming performances or events that you could tell us about as of right now? What's on the books?
My schedule can be found on those sites as well. We've got a lot of bookings right now. We're playing, pretty much in Texas. Tonight we're out in Temple, Texas. Tomorrow night we'll be out in De Leon and my wife's not here tonight, and she can't help me with all this, or she'd be spitting them out to me. But we've got a full load and some good honky tonks out in Fort Worth, out at Pearls, Page Coach, Longhorn, a bunch of different places, and people are being real receptive to us, and I'm excited. I'm excited for the future.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, everyone, on the websites, all that fun stuff, if you're near that area, near an area that he's about to perform at, please go take tons of pictures. I'll be jealous. And then we can move forward. have fun. Enjoy it, please. I'll be there in spirit, I promise. But just enjoy it for me, okay? And, I'm very curious, how many performance dates do you usually do in a year? I mean, you keep busy.
we stay pretty busy.
I've
had to back down a little bit from last year because, it can get, if you're playing four and five times a week, it can, you know, your body can't hold up to so much your voice, and so you end up shortchanging yourself and people too when you can't deliver. So we've backed it down a lot, you know, quite a bit, and so we're doing about 3 dates a week and trying to make them count, and every now and then one will slip in like tonight, and we went ahead and took it. I was feeling good, so everything's fine. But last year it got to where, you know, you just 40 songs a night and you can hurt yourself. So you don't want to shortchange anybody. So you want to pay attention to what you don't want to show up and do a bad job. So, but we're having a great time playing this music, and I wouldn't trade this music for anything. I've got to write some top 40 stuff and put them out there, you know. But my heart and soul is in the traditional stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I love that, you know, you of course keep busy and you want to put on an amazing show for your fans, which we appreciate. But also, you know, you need time for, you know, yourself and all that other, you know, stuff that you have to do. And I love that, you know, you're very dedicated to your music and you don't want to, you know, shorthand anybody. You want, you know, them to, you know, when you have to put on a performance, you want to give it your all. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So I'm glad you, you know, keep a good balance like that, you know?
Yeah, it's the right thing to do, and well, for yourself too, because as you know, the adrenaline can kill you too.
Yes. Amen.
So anyway, you live that life every day on this show, and it's a great thing. But boy, the bed feels good when you put your head on that pillow. There's no doubt.
Oh, it's true. Looking forward to it tonight. I'm telling you.
I understand. You just had a birthday too. Now I'm not going to say how old you are. You don't do that to ladies, from what I've been taught. Anyway, I've got a few dots on my head still from when I was a kid and asked some lady how old she was today. But you just had a birthday, so happy birthday officially from me to you. So that's great.
Thank you so much. That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm not like that. I promise. I turned 18. I'm legal. I'm excited about that. I'm an adult. Sort of. My mom doesn't think so, but I'm an adult.
She never will either. That's not what moms do.
That is hilarious. Yeah, she always tells me, she's like, you know, you're 18 now, but nothing changed.
Yeah,
you know?
This is a public service announcement. Josie is 18. Please.
Oh my
God! Oh boy! I'm staying away from there.
Well, the proposals are coming in. We're going crazy. Thank you,
Alan. He's crazy. Anyway. I always have a blast talking with you. You're a fun guy. I'm telling you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody thinks so. That may be why I like calling and talking to y'all. It's Somebody thinks I'm fun, so I'm good with that.
You are. You really, really are. And, you know, all of your social networking sites and all that other fun stuff, please, everyone, like him, friend him, subscribe to him, you know, just all that fun stuff, and chat with him, because, you know, you'll have a blast with him, I'm telling you. He's a good guy. All right, just saying. And so now I want, you know, some fun questions here for you. I love fun questions. So first off, have you recently, or, you know, in the past, had a, you know, a funny moment on stage, embarrassing moment that you can recall and tell us about?
Oh.
Do tell.
Yeah, I can tell you about one that just happened not long ago. Matter of fact, just a couple of days ago. It's real fresh. Yeah, and they all stay fresh pretty long time, seems like. We kicked off a song, and I hollered the key out, and somebody misunderstood me for a different key. Well, I just jumped right in the middle of it, and it was a real embarrassing moment. And you know, when you're singing about three octaves higher than you're supposed to, and you know what's coming, and it's not gonna get any lower, and you've got a bunch of people out there looking at you, and here's the kicker, it was the first song of the night. So
oh my God.
The the looks on everybody's faces was just like, my God, we just paid how much to get in here to see this guy? This is stupid, you know. So anyway, it all worked out, but that's pretty
good.
Embarrassing. Yeah.
Oh,
but,
you know what?
So,
that just proves that you're human and things do happen when you're live. I'm telling you.
Oh, that just
proved
I was stupid because I knew better than to didn't even to try to attack that song in that key.
No way.
But you know, hell, oh, excuse me. A challenge sometimes doesn't hurt anybody, and once again, I challenged it, and next time I'll know better. I think.
Yes, you got it. Don't worry about it. Oh, that is hilarious. You know, things do happen. I tell you, people. Yeah, they definitely do. That's funny. That's funny.
You can't take it too serious. When stuff like that happens on stage, you know, people they're gonna react the way you react. And if you react, you know, make a joke out of it and move on, and just make sure you don't keep doing it. Well, you know, people are gonna like you more for it. And so I don't let it bother me too much. But you got to learn to laugh at yourself sometimes.
You definitely do. I do it every day, people. Okay, come on, you got to. Another fun question here for you: have you ever been on stage, you know, while performing, and you know, seen a fan out there or a supporter, or you know, whatever out there, you know, just having, you know, just a blast, having fun, and you're kind of like, I don't want to look at this person because I might forget my words, yet this person is just so hilarious, I can't help it. Like, have you ever had, you know, a fan out there that would kind of be like me, you know, just crazy, just out of my seat, you know, perhaps standing on a chair? Have you ever had any of those moments?
Yeah, I have. There's one in particular where, and this doesn't happen to me very often, but this was somewhere between an ego booster and, God, I wish this wasn't happening. And, this lady started throwing some clothing items at me, and and I was watching them being removed at the same time, and it was somewhere between scary and thrilling, and I it was on the more scarier side. And,
it leaned over more scary. That's
yeah,
funny.
It wasn't a stage there. We were flat on the floor, and that was worrying me.
Yeah, that you got to be careful. Yes.
It was something. Yeah, I mean, I think she just had too much to drink. I don't think it was any charisma I was creating.
That is crazy. I'm telling you, never know.
Yeah, that's not normal, but you asked.
Yeah. No, I asked. Yeah, it's my fault, people. It's all good. It's all good. But yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I knew there had to be one moment. I mean, I heard that one before, so I'm not completely shocked. I promise.
No,
I've heard that
no,
one before.
I don't think that's the first time that's ever happened to someone, but it, when it's happening to you, you're not accustomed to it. It's quite a throwback, I gotta say.
Oh man, I could just imagine your face. Oh, I feel so bad.
You're in the headlights, I promise you.
Oh, that is hilarious. Really quickly, I just want to thank you so much for taking part in our Ray Price tribute show that we aired earlier in the week. You know, you were one of the ones who mentioned, you know, something that about Ray Price that influences you, and I want to thank you so much for being a part of that. It was so good.
Well, I appreciate being asked, and and it was an honor. I think, just like I said, I think he is in my book, the greatest influence to the country music style that especially we cater to in Texas. But overall, the man is just a genius at through his career of picking the right songs, delivering the songs as well as anybody, as well as they have ever. Nobody's delivered them any better. And he's just a one of a kind. There'll never be another one. And I've had the chance to meet him and speak with him, and it's an unbelievable feeling to stand in the presence of somebody that's done what he's done, and I'm just couldn't be honored enough.
Amen, amen. I just, it was so great, too. The tribute went together and was perfect. And when everyone, you know, mentioned everything that, you know, influenced him and all that fun stuff, it was so, so great. It was just great. I thank everyone so much for sending that stuff to us. And, I mean, it was just incredible. And I just want to thank you so, so much, you know, for coming on the show. We still have one more song. We're going to play that. After we hang up with you, I had so much fun talking with you, and you have to come back anytime.
Well, anytime, I'd be more than happy to. And you keep on doing the great things you're doing, Josie. It's amazing what you've accomplished, and you just keep on adding to it. And I'm very, very pleased to be a friend and mm-hmm. be have you willing to have me be on your show. So thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much. And any new stuff that you have coming out or, you know, anything you'd like to promote, please let us know firsthand and we will do it for you. We will just spread it all around. Promise.
I sure will. If you'll just keep playing my songs when you get the chance.
Yes.
I can't thank you enough for that.
You got it. Texas Bobby Dean, everyone, thank you so, so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Josie.
Anytime. Talk to you soon.
All right. See y'all later.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. That was the amazing Texas Bobby Dean. He is incredible. I got to talk to him again, and I just...
Yeah, we love Bobby.
We do. He is. He's amazing. I love all of my guests. I had such fabulous, fabulous guests here tonight. I'm so happy.
What was that, like
so
the third
happy.
Time he's been on the show?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's been on, oh, my gosh, I don't even, three times, I believe. Oh, that's crazy.
Hey, we just got to invite him over for a barbecue now.
Yeah, I know, right? We have
to. You know who our next guest is?
Wait, what'd you say?
You know who our next guest is?
Oh, yes, in just a minute. First, we have to play Texas Bobby Dean's next song here. Let's play that right now. Green Snakes on the Ceiling, and we will be right back, all right? Woo! I'm excited. Let's play. Hey.
One fool on a stool is what I heard the bartender say. Never thought my whole life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling. Walking walls I can see. One fool on a stool, and on this stool sits this fool me. One fool on a stool, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am ain't seen no man. Well, anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for. Just order a drink, make room for more. One fool on a stool is what I heard the bartender say. Never thought my whole life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on a stool, and on this stool on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on a stool, and on this stool sits this fool of me. One fool on a stool, and on this stool sits this.
wonderful Texas Bobby Dean and his song Green Snakes on the Ceiling. And it's amazing. Thank you so much once again to wonderful Texas Bobby Dean for sending those our way. So now I would like to put on my last guest for the night, and I'm so beyond excited. Everyone, please welcome to the show. Yes.
I have to introduce her.
Okay. You can introduce her. Do it.
Okay, because you know, we've been chatting in the chat room with her all night, and decided you're going to form a band with her with the cowbells and a kazoo.
Sounds good. I'm on it.
Okay, here she is, Miss Ronna Lynn.
I sounded so professional. Hello. Ronna, hi. How are you?
I am fine. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly. Oh, yes. You need to be applauded. Ronna, I am so excited to be chatting with you.
Yes, me too. I've been listening to the show and everybody's songs and everything is just wonderful, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, my life is not as interesting as everyone else's.
No, definitely not true. I think you are incredible. You have an amazing, amazing voice.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I mean, music is everything. I mean, of course, not everything. I mean, I have children and a home and family, but, you know,
right.
Music is right up there, and if I could do anything in the world, that would be it.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And I really want to get to know you a little bit better, you know, how you got, you know, first got, you know, started in the music business. So can you please tell us, you know, when this all started for you?
Well, I would have to say I was probably about 3 years old. And we just lived on a little farm, and my grandparents, you know, would take care of me while my parents were at work, and we hardly ever watched TV, unless we were watching T-Haw or something like that, which now I'm dating myself, so we'll skip that. You know, they would just listen to the radio, and I would sing along with it, and my grandfather told me that one time, I was probably maybe three and a half, I came up to him and handed him a hairbrush and said, okay, now you have to say, here comes Ronna, and I would come down the hallway singing I'm Not Lisa.
Oh my gosh, that is adorable.
You know, so it just went from there, and then I've never been a full-fledged band member, or, you know, I've just sang with local people since then and off and on, and then doing my internet thing, and I go to, you know, some places around here, and I've written a couple of songs, and then I also have someone who is a good friend of mine on my Facebook page, who his name is Duke Isaac, and he is a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. But as Alan and I discussed earlier, I don't have a band, so I have all these songs that I don't have melodies to, so we're going to have to get together with our tambourine and kazoo and make this happen.
I agree. We have to. I mean, I got a nice little kazoo that Alan got me. I got my cowbell. I am so ready. Any day, any time. I got it.
Me too. Me
awesome.
Too.
That's amazing. That's so cool. And, you know, who would you say, I mean, I have to know this, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to on repeat?
I would have to say I have two. And, of course, you know, lots of people say these. I mean, my two most favorite. It's really hard for me to pick because there's so many of them that I do look up to. But I would have to say Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline, because they both, you know, they worked really hard to get to where they were, and they just made it happen. And it's a lot different now in this day and age than it was back then. And I would just have to say those two people, and Loretta Lynn maybe more than Patsy Cline, so.
That's a good list, though. That is a really good list.
Yes, it is.
Love them both. And I want to talk about your music, because, you know, you're currently working and creating, you know, some of your own original music, right?
Yes.
That's what you've been into. Yes. Awesome.
I am trying, and, you know, because that is my main goal. I'm trying to get some melodies set to these lyrics that I have written myself and my friend Duke Isaacs, and, you know, get a CD out there somewhere. I do mostly just, you know, cover stuff, which is, you know, what a lot of people do when they do get started. You know, Loretta Lynn was singing Patsy Cline songs when she got started.
Right.
you know, you have to start somewhere. And, you know, I don't ever go anywhere and charge people or, you know, if you'll just let me get up there and sing, I don't care if you pay me or not. That's probably not a very good attitude, but that's just what I like to do. So
right.
Just to get a demo CD out there is my main goal right now.
Absolutely. Well, that is a really good goal, and I wish you all the luck in the world for that, because I want to hear some, you know, original, you know, music from you, and so I can get it and just listen to it. And, you know, if someone asked me who's my biggest musical influence, I want to say Ronna Lynn. Check out her CD. So,
oh,
you know what? You have to
that would be amazing.
See? Exactly. You got to do it now.
Yes. Oh, don't worry. I'm still striving. I mean, I won't.
Good.
I'll be working at this till I die. This is just, you know, it's something I got to do.
Yes. You have to. You have a calling. You have to do it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was very excited to hear your voice because, you know, we got a chance to hear your voice tonight because, you know, you belong to an organization that holds the mechanical rights to allow you to sing some songs that we are going to play tonight so everyone could hear you. Let's start out first off with one of my favorite songs. I understand that you sing "Look It Up" by Ashton Shepherd. Look it up. Can you tell us, what you love about this song and, you know, how much you have a blast singing this specific song?
Mm-hmm. I would have to say because Miss Shepherd she puts a little bit of a good beat to it, but it's still, I mean, I love all music, country music, rock music, whatever, but singing country is my passion. But traditional country music is what I like, when it tells a story, when it, you know, it's not just music to make money with, you know what I mean? And
right.
I like this song because, you know, she tells a story, she gets her point across, and it's just fun. It's fun to sing.
It is. Yeah, she gets her point across. She
does. Yes, she does.
She does. It's a good one. It's a real good one to sing. So we actually have your version of Look It Up, and I would love to play it right now for everyone so people can check out your incredible voice that you have. So let's play it right now, if you don't mind.
All right, I'm ready. No, you go right ahead.
Awesome. Here we go. Let's play it. Look It Up, originally by Ashton Shepherd, but sung by the wonderful Ronna Lynn right now. Let's play it.
The word is faithful. Look it up. It don't mean sneaking round behind my back like you ain't getting enough. How about forever? Just look it up. It means through thick and thin and pitching in, even when the time gets up. Let's try easy. Look it up. You'll see a picture of a piece of trash riding around in your pickup truck. How about liar? Just look it up. If you'll need boots to wade through all the floor, you tell me when you come home drunk. It's just like you to be so clueless, cause you never thought I'd do this. Then go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the world is over. Look it up. You said you're sober. Look it up. Right next to hell is freezing over, flying pigs and all that stuff. How about baby? Look it up. It's what you call me and it's how you act every time I call me your bluff. Just like you to keep denying, save your whining and your crying. I say close, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the world is over. Look it up. It's what Jesus has in store for you, but I don't know matter what. But you're begging and you're praying. Can't you hear what I've been saying? I say, go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the world is over. look it up.
And that was our guest, Ronna Lynn, singing Look It Up, originally sung by Adam Shepard. And your voice is amazing. You sounded just like her. You sounded amazing. I mean, you had your own little, you know, thing. You weren't exactly like Ashton Shepard. I mean, you had your own flavor, and you were amazing.
Well, I try. I don't want to, like, take away from the song because it is, you know, it was already sang by someone else, and I enjoy the music, but I want to add a little bit of myself into it to where I'm not just, you know, doing repetition, but I have that problem. You know, a lot of people say that I sound like Kenya Tucker, and then they'll say you sound like Lynn, or, you know, this or that. And it's because I kind of get caught up in the moment because I kind of almost feel like I step into that person when I sing it. I don't know if it's or not, but, you know, that's why I hope that one day, I'm not going to say if, because it's going to happen from hell or high water, if I could say that word, but... I want people to be able to say that about me someday, hopefully. Maybe they'll listen to something that I've recorded and feel the same way that I felt about it and get the same pleasure out of singing it as I do theirs.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I totally see it. And your voice is so amazing, so clear, and just I loved it. I loved every second of it.
I enjoy doing it.
You sounded like you enjoyed doing that song. Okay, you sounded like you had so much fun with that song. And, you know, for people who really want to, you know, chat with you or, you know, get to know you a little bit better, do you have, you know, a website or some social networking sites where people can just chat with you? Keep up with me.
Yes, I am on Reverb Nation. I am on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I have a YouTube account, and everything is all, it's simple. All you got to do is just type in Ronna Lynn, together two words, and you'll be able to find me. It just pops it right up there. There's not very many of us out there with my name.
Easy. It's easy.
It's very easy, yes.
Good. You make it easy for us. I like that. Besides writing your own stuff, wanting to put out, you know, a single, what are the next steps for you? What are you looking to do next? Like, do you want to perform and travel around the world? I mean, different countries. I mean, what kind of, you know, stuff would you like to do?
Well,
you know?
Right now, like I said, I do have a family. You know, I'm married. I have three children, and my oldest one will be 17 in October, and my youngest one will be 7 in July. So, you know, I want to make sure that I can squeeze everything in together and still make, you know, family work. But I would love to, you know, just get started here in the States. I mean, I would love to see other countries eventually sometime, but, you know, I think my main goal, I told my husband the other day, you know, if they would just let me sing on the Opry one time, one time, my dream would be fulfilled. And if nobody ever gave me a recording contract or I never did anything else in my whole entire life, I would be, you know, I could cross it off the list and I would be happy. But I just, you know, I would love to just sing. I mean, I want to just sing. I don't know how to explain it. I want to travel. I don't want to make it I don't want to get burned out. You know, so many singers and people you see, they're just like they shove them into the industry and then they are on the road 90 to nothing, and then they're just like, ugh, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want it to be like that. I want to balance everything out and just keep it, you know, simple and sing for people, and whether it be a small little place here where I live every Saturday night to, like you say, the Opry or whatever. I don't care. I just, as long as I know that one person out there, if it's just one, likes how I sound and they listen to me, then, you know, that makes me feel good.
Exactly, exactly. I love that. And, you know, you are on the right track. You are doing amazing, amazing things. And I'm excited for, you know, your original music to come out and, you know, your CD, because then I can promote the heck out of it. And when you're on all these, you know, radio stations and TV or, you know, whatever it has in store for you, because I know you are going to just do wonderful, big, big things. Then you have to, you know, remember the little people. You have to remember me, okay?
Oh, don't you worry. I mean, I know that lots of people say this, but, you know, I'm not 15, and I'm not, you know, some little girl from down the street that they just gave a recording contract to, and, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but I'm not going to have 15 boyfriends. Anyway.
Right.
you know, so I grew up, you know, on a simple farm, and they taught me that, you know, no matter what you do in life, you have to remember the people that have been there for you, and otherwise you're never going to get anywhere. Karma is going to come right back to you no matter where you are. So, you know, even if tomorrow somebody would call me and say, all right, we're going to give you a jet, the bus, the reporting contract, you know, ta-da, I'm still going to remember everybody. That's the way it works.
Well, that's, you know what, that's why we love you. And that's, you know, I think that's also, you know, how people get further. You know what I mean? I mean, when, you know, there's all these stars out there, or, you know, artists out there that just, you know, they have a Facebook page and Twitter page, but unlike other, you know, people, they have their managers or something, you know, controlling it. And, you know, it's nothing like that personal feeling that you get talking to, you know, the real person. You know what I mean? To the fan. You know what I mean? So I just, I like how you think, you know?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I understand that, you know, they get busy and they can't always do what they need to. But, you know, take 5-10 minutes out of your month somewhere where you have a downtime and set up a certain time that you're going to be on Facebook or you're going to be on Twitter or wherever, and just talk to as many people as possible you can in that 5 or 10 minutes.
I agree.
Because that's going to make or break you. I mean, you're not the one that's going to make yourself famous. You might be able to sing and you might have all the money in the world, but if you don't have people that want to listen to your music and trust you as a person, then you're going to go nowhere.
It's true. It's totally true. And, I mean, I think more people need to do that. I mean, that's why you have Twitter and Facebook on your phones now. You can just do it from wherever you are.
Right.
That's
you're going to be on a bus in between shows somewhere, you know. You're riding on a bus, you know. Send me a text, somebody, or, you know, whatever. But just keep in touch with people. That's your route. That's where you started. You just have to stay that way.
Right. It's true. You have to. That should be on a T-shirt. Stick to your roots. I like it. You already came up with your next project.
Exactly.
See? And I got some fun questions here for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first one here, have you met anyone in your career yet, you know, whether it be a singer or a songwriter, or, I mean, just anybody behind the scenes or whatever, that was just such a good experience for you, or, you know, the best advice that you got from someone else in the industry? You know what I mean?
You know,
can you tell us about those stories?
I have met, you know, some people that are already big and famous, but they were just usually, you know, at some autograph signing or at a concert. I got to meet George Strait, and I did speak with him, and he was very sweet and very personable and, you know, shook my hand. But now, this was several years ago. And, you know, it was before I really got into trying to push myself forward. And I think, I don't know, when I was probably 15 or 16 years old, I got to meet Ronnie McDowell. And it was so weird because he was going to be at a Walmart here in our local town. And we show up, and there's people waiting outside and stuff, but we go in, and his table where he's going to be set up, there's nobody sitting there. There's no security, no nothing. So I'm just standing there by the table all by myself. He just walks straight up to me and sticks his hand out, and he was like, hi, I'm Ronnie McDowell, and I couldn't even speak.
Wow.
Because, you know, I had met, like, George Strait, and he had to go through national security to get to him, and, you know, he was... Like I said, he was nice and personable, but it was still, there were so many people that were, like, pushing you through like cattle. Okay, you shook his hand, now get out of the way. You know, it wasn't anything to do with George. It was just the people that was with him. But It just floored me. I couldn't even say my name. My mom's like, her name is Rana. You know, but I have met some people here locally. I've met Matt Reeves and Cole Reeves, who has a band called the All Americans, and they were on the Colgate Challenge back 3 or 4 years ago or so, and he has sang with Leanne Rimes and done quite a few things, and he's wanting to, you know, get with me to help me maybe put some of the melodies to this when they get time in their schedule. They're back and forth between Arkansas and Vegas all the time, so that's kind of a big issue. But and then there's just several on Facebook. I mean, it's kind of exploded as far as that goes. I got to meet Tom Gimp. I don't know if you know him or not, but he's a singer/songwriter in Nashville who has a recording studio and has done some of the great, you know, older people as far as like Hank Williams Jr. Let's see, I can't remember. This is just a big list. I mean, there's so many. But other than that, I've never gotten the opportunity yet. As of yet, I'm hoping maybe after tonight.
There you go.
But you know, those are basically the ones that I've met, you know, just in my lifetime, without seeing them from a distance and yelling, hoping that they heard me. But
right. love it. Well, that's really cool. You got to meet some greats there. You got to meet, and, you know, all that other great, great stuff. I don't blame you for being starstruck. I would, too. I'd be like, my name is, ask her.
I know.
My mom gave it to me.
I'm standing there with my mouth hanging open. I don't know. Whatever.
Right. It's
close to you.
I would be
remember.
The same. That is hilarious. Well, I just got a little sign to me here that we're going to be cut off in like 4 minutes. I know. I just had a blast chatting with you.
Yes.
It just, the time just flies by. But the last question here that I have for you is, you know, what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
I would have to say just spending time with my kids and my mom and my husband and just doing everyday normal things.
Yeah.
You know, good home-cooked meals and movies, and that's about it.
Delish. I mean, that's the life right there. I love it. That's amazing, amazing. And I had so much fun chatting with you, and Please tell your kids I say hi.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry. They're probably listening right now. I'm in the other room, so.
Oh, good. Hey. That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, thank you so much, Rana. You're amazing. And please come back anytime. Anytime you have anything to promote, you know, when your CD comes out or any fun stuff you got, please let us know.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show.
Oh, thank you for letting me interview you. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rana Lynn, everyone. Yes. Incredible talent. I'm telling you, I had the most amazing talks. I just had fun today. That's what that was. I mean, great interviews. Got to know them, you know, got to know these great artists, you know, on a personal level. Got to, you know, promote, which is all we're about. You know, make sure we promote. So thank you so much to my guest, Jason Roberts. Ooh, just got 90 seconds from the girl with the accent. I love your accent, by the way, honey. Jason Robertson, Flynn Thompson, Texas Bobby Dean, and Rana Lynn, thank you so much for coming on. And before we get cut off here, because I'm getting screamed at right now through my earpiece, our radio station launch date was on Saturday, February 9th at noon Eastern Time on my birthday, and that can be heard at Josie's, Josies, CountryBlastRadio.com on Live 365, Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids. And our Josie's Country Blast Radio page is on Facebook, even right here at JosieShow.com, when we are not live on the Josie Show, you could hear, you know, the station, all the music. We'll be playing a mix of new and classic country music from signed, unsigned artists, the top 30 Billboard chart topping music. We have everything for everybody. And also some good old Texas dance hall music. We have it all. So make sure you tune in at work or on the go on all those phones, on all your devices. We're very excited because as of yesterday, we were ranked number 6 on Live 365 in the country genre for stations, and that is also competing with FM stations that stream through Live 365, so we're very proud and excited for that. So thank you all so, so much. Now, here's the lineup of our great artists for the Josie Show Special Edition episodes. On March 4th, we have joining us live for the Special Edition Show, Scott Hissey. On March 11th, I will bring you my interview with country legend Mr. Ray Price. That's our full interview. And on March 18th, we will bring you Justin Trevino. And thank you so, so much once again, everyone. Good night. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in to the Josie Show.